First things first, we do say hello to the star of the show and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, always great to be with you, sir. How are you today?
Thank you, Kevin. Well, good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, and you and I were just talking off air. Fall is officially here. It's cooling down. I've got three layers on today, so it seems like we went right from like the end of summer. Right, we just skipped right past fall. Like it got cold in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah, and the only problem with that is what follows fall is called winter, and I mean it's all over. Here we go again. It's the cycle of life. But anyway.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And folks, keep this number handy as you listen to the show today. 630-864-6711. That's the number to reach Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group. Again, it's 630-864-6711. These cooler temperatures. Also a friendly reminder, the end of the calendar year is sneaking up on us in a hurry. And if you'd like to get a jump on that year-end financial planning, again, 630-864-6711. The website, once again, is alphawealthgroup.com. And it's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, for those listening to the show today, if you're over 50 and you're putting money in a 401k, we know you've been able to put an extra $11,250 in as a catch-up provision. But analyst Dan Geltrude recently told Fox Business that starting in 2026, that extra money will have to be put into an after-tax Roth. That is, if you make a lot of money. Take a listen to this.
This is the government saying, you know what? We actually want our cut up front if you are older than 50 years old and making $145,000 or more. When you're in a Roth situation, you do have the ability to allow that investment to grow tax-free. You get it back, not having to pay the tax.
All right, so Tom, if you have no Roth option, obviously you don't get that catch-up provision. So what does that mean for our listeners as they save for their retirement?
Well, I would just say this about a 401k. We can go in so many directions, and I don't want to get too in the weeds here and make it too complicated. But the 401k, let's say it is one of the most important tools out there for building wealth. We see it all the time, and you know, we have people come in here, and all of a sudden, you know, they pull out their 401k, and you got $500,000 in there. Didn't happen overnight. It was because of systematic contributions. And a lot of us are relying on our 401ks to provide retirement. So this is why it's so important. It provides possibly, in most cases, the largest contribution you can make. And, you know, if you're relying on it for retirement, I mean, it doesn't get more important than that. The problem is, I think sometimes it's a set it and forget it when we look at our 401ks, and there's a lot of moving parts here we need to be aware of. This is something we do at the Alpha Wealth Group. If you're a client, and I'm going to make this offer in a minute, where we do this 401k x-ray and we look at these things, let's understand the rules as much as possible. Now, Dan was referring to the fact that next year, starting next year in 2026, any of those additional. So let's start with, if you're 50 or under, it's $23,500. Okay, that's what you can contribute. They call it a catch-up. I hate that. Just because it's another $7,500, so you can put in 30. Just say it's $31,000 if you're 50 or over. It's $23,500 if you're under 50. So that catch-up, that extra $7,500 that you're putting into the 401k, now going into next year, if your income is over $145,000, it's got to go into the Roth. You will not be able to put it in pre-tax, so you will have to pay tax on it up front. It's kind of a bad news, good news thing, or good news, bad news, because you know me, I'm a big proponent of tax planning, forward tax planning, and tax-free planning. And we're going to get into a lot of that today. But just understand with this 401k, this is why I say it's so critical. We have that report, understanding your 401k and maximizing your 401k. That's on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com. You can download that, take a look at it, because you know, when you look at your 401k, Kevin, there's two big decisions you're making. Number one, what are you contributing? I just mentioned you can put up to $31,000 if you're 50 or over. And if I asked you that question, you were sitting across from me, I said, what are you putting into your 401k? Do you know? Most people say, well, it's 10% or 12 of what? You got to know these numbers. Again, it's so critical to what we're doing. And we're going to get, I think, to some of the end of your planning. So, maybe I'm going to jump the gun here a little bit. But I just want you to understand, since we're talking about 401ks, you have until the end of the year to maximize your 401k. So if you call your 401k company and say, and they say, oh, you put in $10,000 so far, you got $21,000 more you can get into. So maybe you say, keep half of my paycheck the rest of the year. And again, I know we're getting into more details and on this later on, other ideas. But I just want you to be aware of this. Please don't do the set it and forget it. You know, take a look at what you're putting in. Do you know what your match is? And I would, again, ask that question. Is it 3%? Is it 4%? Please don't give me the, I think it's 3%. Because if you're not getting, that's a dollar for dollar match. The other thing I'll mention, and we'll stop here. I mentioned I wouldn't get in the weeds, and here I go. But if you're between 60 and 63, now that's 4 years. I know it seems 60, 63, that's three. No, 60, 61, 62, 63, that's 4 years. Starting this year, you can put an additional $3,250. So now you can put up to $34,750 if you're 60, 61, 62, or 63. Is anyone having these conversations with you? And now we're not even getting into the investments. And what about your beneficiary designations? Are you sure they're set up properly? We could go down this whole road. That's why I say, you know, this 401k is so critical, because it's, you know, it's not just a retirement account. It's one of the most powerful tools for building long-term financial security. We really need to take advantage of this, understand it, and maximize it. Again, what are we contributing? Do we have a Roth option? Are we taking advantage of that? What are our investments? And again, what is the match? Do we have an in-service rollover? I could keep going down the line. But again, I want you to understand with these 401ks, because, you know, I know my experience. I said years ago, you know, I was an engineer at General Motors. You know, they said, okay, you want to start putting some money in? Okay, they mark it down on a piece of paper, and then you do it. There's not a lot of guidance in these things. And so I just want people to, we just don't have enough time, Kevin, on the show to go into this. That's why I offer the information. But better yet, if you really want to take a look at your 401k, that's why I offer these things, okay? You know, we're part of Investment Advisory Group. I'm a registered investment advisor. I've been doing this over 20 years. We help with retirement planning. We do all of these things. And part of that, a piece of it, is this 401k piece. Do you understand your options? Are you maximizing it? Because again, can it impact your retirement? It sure can. And so if you want to take advantage of doing what we call a portfolio of X-ray, look at your investments. Talk about how they're set up. Should you use the Roth? Do you have after-tax contributions, which I don't even want to get into, but that's a big opportunity. There's so many things we could be doing to really supercharge, I'll use that term, your 401k. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or, you know, as I said, just pick up the phone, give our team a call. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download information, get on our newsletter. And if you want to schedule a time with me, just go to my calendar. You can schedule a time. We can chat for 15 or 20 minutes. It's really very simple and straightforward. You're not going to be sold anything. It's going to be a very good experience. We'll have a nice conversation. Again, want to help you out in any way we can and get that 401k, that one piece. We can check the box. And now let's move on to these other things, which we will be doing in today's show.
AlphaWealthGroup.com, or better yet, pick up the phone. Get on Tom's calendar right now. We do have teammates standing by to line up that 401k X-ray just for you with no cost or obligation. It's 630-864-6711. So, Tom, we know the latest political noise certainly has been around the government shutdown, now nearing its fourth week. However, Doesn't seem like the stock market's listening as it continues dancing with record highs. So what has history shown? And, Tom, is there anything that indicates a shutdown could affect the economy differently than what we've seen here lately?
Well, you know, there's been, I think, 22 shutdowns over the past five decades. Okay, so we can look at history, and 62% of the time the market's been up. So more than not, it's been up. And we, as we know, as of now, the market's been up since this shutdown. In fact, when Reagan was in office, eight out of the 22 times accounted for those shutdowns, the market was up dramatically over his term. So, you know, I would just, shutdowns or not, we don't need to really necessarily focus on the shutdown piece of it. What we should be talking about is this noise, where we get into this noise of the market and how is that going to impact your, I know it's not easy and it's the emotional piece of it, but these types of things, the shutdown impacting the market. Look at what we've been to. We had the tariffs earlier, the inflation. We go down the, it's always something. I mean, if you look at the beginning of this year in April, I shouldn't say the beginning, April, where we had, they called it Liberation Day, the market went peak to trough 20%. It dropped 20% in almost a month. Mm-hmm. How did we feel back then? You know, you wake up today, I've said, look, if you went to bed January 1st and woke up today, say, my God, the market's up double digits. What a great year. Hold on a minute. There's been some volatility, okay? And not to say there won't be volatility going forward. I mentioned the fact, Kevin, that we're an investment advisor representative. We do portfolio management. I think you do a good job. I pride myself, you know, on knowing what you own. I say, you know, it isn't uncommon. I come across some people and they're just really not sure. They have a pie chart. They own so much in small cap, large cap, international. It's like, okay, what's the investment plan here? And it's very important to understand it. Not only that, understand the market. What do I mean by that? Ned Davis Research, if you look at him, every year they've said they do a great job, their research arm, but the market drops on average over 10% every year. So again, if we know some of these things, hopefully we can start to take some of the emotional decision-making out. So look, I'm not trying to be critical of anything, but you know, these are some things where if you can explain to your clients, this is how it works, okay? So you understand and you can have a smart plan, you understand the plan, we minimize some of the emotions, and we can stick with it, right? And so it's just like if I said over the last 5 years, the S&P is up 100%, okay? But also 2022, the market was down 18. So again, let's put perspective in some of these things. And then understanding what you own. In addition to that, what do you own in each bucket, right? So what I mean by that is, and I'm not trying to get off the whole government shutdown thing. I've just made the comment. It hasn't impacted a whole lot. Banks just came out with great numbers. The earnings are up on the S&P. It's looking good. We're looking at maybe a 12% year over year. We think interest rates are starting to go down. The Fed's moving. So there's a lot of positive signs. We're 3 years into a bull market starting in 2022. The typical bull market lasts 4.6 years. Okay, I've given you the stats and where I kind of stand on this market. Not saying there's not going to be volatility, but the question is, how are you positioned for this? You know, we talked about the 401k in the first segment, Kevin. Well, there's a piece of that 401k, which is the investment piece, not just the contributions and the beneficiary designations and how it's set up and all that, all those rules that we talked about, but also what's your investment and how is that set up? So we really need to understand this. We do a portfolio x-ray, and so I'll offer that for anyone. If you want us to do a look under the hood of what you own, you know, so for example, people will come in, they'll have a Roth, they'll have a traditional, and they have a after tax. Those are three types of accounts, right? Mm-hmm. Your taxable account, your tax deferred, 401ks, IRAs, and your Roth. You can own the same thing in every one of those, by the way. And I'm sorry, let me give out our number again. If you want to take a look, there's no shame in having a second pair of eyes look over your portfolio. You may uncover some things. I think there's opportunities in this market. We might want to look at those. But give us a call, 630. Just pick up the phone. Give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up on our website. Get on my calendar. Even if you want to schedule a time, like I said, to chat about your investment plan, have us do a complete analysis for you. You will know what you'll own. You'll know where you stand, and you'll be able to make informed decisions. That's what it's about. But I want to get back to my point about, you know, it's very common. Just had a meeting recently. A person came in. They had a Roth. They had a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. They own the same things. I mean, it was just they were identical to each other. This is not uncommon. Why is that not the best way and as efficient as possible? Why? Because Roths are tax-free. Okay? I want my growth in my Roth. If I have fixed investments, bonds, CDs, whatever you want to call as a fixed investment, those should be in the IRA. Again, I'm giving general comments because that's where the efficiency is. Why do I want to grow my RMDs? Why do I want to grow my taxes? So if I'm going to own fixed in the portfolio, let's own those in the IRAs. Do you know what you own in each bucket? The Roth, I just made the comment, the S&P is up over 100% in the last 5 years. If you were in a Roth, that's 100% tax-free. So you see why I'm saying that? Mm-hmm. Bonds over the last 5 years have been flat pretty much. I mean, there was that great crazy year. I know it was one of the worst years since, I think, 1937 in the bond stock portfolios because, you know, the Fed raised rates from zero basically to five. And bond values, I mean, I think the 20-year treasury is down 27%, 30%. So anyway, but still, bonds over the last 5 years have done very little. Not saying you shouldn't own them. And I think right now, a lot of the risk is out of those things. In fact, there's potential for capital appreciation on the bonds. But it's this tax efficiency. It's just like in your after-tax accounts. You have a brokerage account, which should be in your trust, by the way, if it's an after-tax account. You know, you're creating interest and dividends and all these stuff, whatever it might be. I see that fairly often. People get all this interest, and I'll say, do you need that for income? And then they'll say no. And they'll say, well, why are you creating income you don't need and paying tax on it? Because if you have those in bonds or CDs or in these after-tax accounts, you may get 3 to 4%, but then you got to turn around and give, you know, your net and whatever 2% because of taxes and then inflation. So your really rate of return is a negative. So, again, my point is, it's not just, you know, hey, we want to create a portfolio that makes sense. What do I own? You know, what are some opportunities out there? We do some sector strategies, too. We try to take advantage of what's going on in the market. And I think there's opportunities out there. But it's also being tax efficient and, you know, being simplifying things. There's portability. You don't need three Roths. You can have one. You don't need four IRAs. You can have one. I mentioned before, Kevin, according to Capitalize, 31 million old 401ks out there.
Yeah.
Get these things consolidated. So anyway, my point is there's so much that can be done on the side of your portfolios. Let's forget about the noise. And I think if you have an advisor that's kind of being your coach and helping you and saying, hey, here's the perspective. The market does drop 10% on average every year. Does it come back? Yes, typically. Does it go higher? Yes, it does. Also understanding what your goals are, what your comfort and risk tolerance is, and then creating a plan that you can stick with, because those are typically the ones that are most successful. I'll quote Eugene Fama, Nobel Prize winning economist and UFC guy, who said we'd all be much better off if we just made less decisions as it relates to investments, right?
Right.
And so these are some things to think about. So if you want to take advantage and get an honest, objective assessment of what you own and maybe some ideas to get either more tax efficient, get more effective and smart investment strategies, just pick up the phone and give our team a call. Again, it's going to be a nice experience. Very informal. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Create an investment plan that you can be confident in. And we're here to help you get there.
So, Tom, let me ask you this. Do you have any neighbors nearby that just love to go over the top, whether it's with Christmas decorations or, I guess, this time of year, probably more so with Halloween decor? Anybody on the block go over the top?
Well, I'm going to assume they're not listening and say it's right across the street.
Okay.
But, you know, God bless. Okay. That's it. Enough said.
We'll just leave it at that. I can tell you this much. There is a house in our neighborhood, and we have a lot of kids. I mean, just kids everywhere. And they do the haunted house thing, and they've got the boarded up shutters over their windows, and they put the characters out there in the front yard. And they actually have guys walking around in the dark with chainsaws on Halloween. It's so scary. My 10-year-old son, still, he's like, I'm not going there. I'm not doing it. Like, I can't get him to do it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Wow. My 5-year-old daughter is all for it. She's like, yeah, we're going to the haunted house. My 10-year-old son, he's like, nope, not happening, Dad. But the reason I wanted to bring it up, it is Halloween time. And some folks out there do go a little over the top with the decor, whether it's a graveyard in the front yard, fog machines, or maybe like my neighbors, the guys with the chainsaws. And it's something that comedian Eric D'Alessandro can certainly relate to.
When I was a kid, for Halloween, you'd put like a decal of a witch on your window, or you'd use the fun jack-o'-lantern bags for your leaves. Now it seems like every house that I pass, they got Warner Brothers budget. It's like they rented props from the Beetlejuice set. Everyone's complaining about inflation and the price of eggs, but Home Depot can't keep these 40-foot skeletons on the shelves. Where are people even getting this stuff? A vintage hearse? Does Carvana even sell that? And most of the decorations that I see can't fit in people's attics or basements or garages. So they're literally just renting storage units for Frankenstein?
I think that's what my neighbors are doing. They're finding anywhere and everywhere they can store this stuff. But Tom, when it comes to what you do for your clients every day, we know retirement plans can also have a lot of clutter, whether it's too many accounts or stocks or spreadsheets. So how can you really help pare down a lot of that clutter, simplify the process for those listening out there today?
Well, financial organization, I've said this before, is the most critical part or the starting point of your planning. You know, we have that report called The 5 Simple Steps to a Stress-Free Retirement, The 5 Pillars of Your Retirement Planning. It gets into those five pieces, and that's how I define retirement. 1, have income you can't outlive. I know we're going to talk a little bit about that. 2, minimizing taxes, and we spend a lot of time on that. Roth conversions, Roth IRAs, after-tax contributions, all of that. Then we talk about having an investment plan. We just talked about that in the last segment. Protecting the assets, the fourth piece, and the fifth is having an estate and legacy plan. That's it. That's being complete. And guess what the beginning or the preamble to that report is? Financial organization. Mm-hmm. We even have an asset organizer that is available on our website. And I bet if anybody went through this, I'm pretty safe in this. I don't know what to bet, but I'll just say this. I'm pretty confident if you go through the asset organizer and it's downloadable, we can email it to you. If you want to give us a call, we'll send it out to you. You can update and change it. You can keep it as a reference, put it in with your estate planning documents, but it goes through everything you own. You will find things you were unaware of. You will find things that were probably titled incorrectly. Maybe they're not in your trust. What about beneficiary designations? Do you know what they are? Have you checked them? We talk about always doing what we call a beneficiary audit. Do you know who your beneficiaries are? You know, that we have second marriages. Are you going to disinherit your children? Potentially, if you don't have the right beneficiaries, you cannot change a beneficiary post-death. What about life insurance? These are things that sometimes you can't change. You may think, oh, yeah, I have this policy. Well, maybe it's not there. Or you leave a job. Remember, your policies typically don't go through with you when you leave a job. And what happens if you're uninsurable? I don't mean to be. I'm just giving you these things that why it's so critical to get organized. Because until you're organized, you can't take the next step of building a retirement plan. And so this is a process. I'm a process guy. I mentioned, I've said it before, I'm an engineer by trade. And so that's what I do, financial engineering. We said, let's build a retirement plan. Well, how do we start? Well, let's get a snapshot of everything. Where's it at? And when you uncover things, you may say, wow, I forgot I had that account. Or, you know, we mentioned in the previous segment, Kevin, $1.6 trillion or $1.7 trillion in old 401ks. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you can't tell me you're looking at those all the time and you know what's going on if they're left behind. Probably the majority of people are not sure. And so this is where you're just adding these elements of risk. Getting organized is a great thing, and it's a great in any, I mean, you think about any aspect of your life. If your house is organized, right? If your garage is organized, certainly, we talked about that. How much simpler does that make life? And then if you're married and your spouse has four or five different accounts, this is why it's so important if you start that process, and I said it's the beginning of the process. I mentioned IRAs are portable. If you have an old 401k, you can transfer that directly into an IRA that you have. Let's say you have two IRAs and an old 401k. You can put it in one IRA. It's portable. Even if you have a 457 or a SEP IRA, they're all portable. So you can put them into one account. You can own as many things as you like, but that simplifies things. It is a non-taxable event. Same thing with Roth. If you do a conversion into Roth, you can add to that same Roth. You only need one Roth IRA. So that's what I talk about, simplifying things. And then it just then once you simplify, wow, you can really start to dig in. If you fill out these organizers, which we can send out to you, you will have a complete snapshot. So when I pose the question, okay, tell me what your net worth is. Tell me what your value of your 401k is. Who are your beneficiaries? How are your assets titled? What type of life insurance do you have? And so you'll have that picture, and it just all of a sudden you have clarity. You know where things are at, and now we can take that next step. And that's what we do when on our first step. When anyone comes in, we get everything organized for them. That's why when I say, Kevin, throw everything in a box, mm-hmm. come on in. We'll do that as part of this process. So I just want you to understand this is so critical. If we had one accomplishment from today's show, and you were able to get organized, that would be a big, big step. As I said, the biggest step. But if you want to come in, and we'll go through this whole, start this process with you, and then take you through everything as far as creating a retirement plan, you know, just give us, pick up the phone, give our team a call. It's 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We can send out the asset organizers ahead of time. You start to fill some of these things out, and then we can take a look at it and say, okay, here's an area where we can start to make things simpler for you, consolidate. By the way, it looks like, this thing is titled improperly. Are you aware that because of your estate value, you may be exposed to estate taxes? These are some things you may want to do. Hey, you're overweight in tax-deferred accounts, and so on. This is where we start the process. So, again, if you want to go through this whole process, we can get started that way, and you can schedule a time to come on in and really get a plan in place. Get organized, get a plan. We have the tools. You can either, as I said, download that information and use it to put a plan in place, or if you want to have a more personalized and more deeper dive, then pick up the phone and give us a call. There's no cost or obligation, and it will be a good experience. I'm confident in that. There's no sales pitch. It's just, hey, let's do the analysis, and then you make the decision based on the information. So as I said, if you want to take advantage of that, just pick up the phone, give our team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711.
So, Tom, loyal listeners to this show, they certainly heard us reference Warren Buffett a time or two in previous episodes. But I wanted to give you this quote because I thought this was really interesting. Warren Buffett once said, "Do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving." So, in other words, pay yourself first by putting money in savings and investments before you do anything else. Now, that's certainly great advice for our younger listeners. But, Tom, how can we apply that quote when it comes to retirement so ultimately we can end up paying our future selves first?
Yeah, that's interesting, Kevin. It's like, okay, now this whole kind of flip of the switch when you leave work and you've been doing the saving, you've done the hard work, and now you have to go to this area where you're taking from savings. And actually, they've done a number of studies that psychology on that, it's really tough.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about why this is so important. And, you know, we've covered a number of areas already, Kevin. We talked about, you know, taxes. We've talked about the market. We've talked about just having a complete retirement plan. And one of those pieces is having an income plan. And that's number one on our list. And so when we talk about it, you hear other shows talk about it. It's talked about a lot. But we just want to understand why it's so important. Well, certainly we're living longer than ever. We know that. You know, expenses, well, when we go down to retire, some may go down, you know, commuting or whatever, maybe where you have to work a tire. But others, like healthcare, often rise. And then we know about inflation. We also have to deal with market risk. What happens with a market in a down market? And then, you know, if there's a spouse passes away and there's a loss of some of that income, if the Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced. We're dealing with all these risks and we're not working. The wages are not there. The paychecks aren't coming in. So, you know, we've said it before, I think a predictable income stream, it reduces your stress and it allows you to enjoy your time, in retirement without constantly worrying about money. It's so important to create that. So, you know, this kind of falls in with it's kind of the reverse of Warren Buffett. Well, not the reverse, but how do we apply that to being in retirement? Because you're no longer putting money away. Typically, we're not saving. We're drawing off. Well, how do we pay ourselves first? We create guaranteed lifetime income, right? And we talked, I think last week, we spent a lot of time on Social Security. Mm-hmm. That is one example. I'll give you three examples, maybe four. Okay. One is Social Security. Okay, how do you create Social Security you can't outlive? Now, November 1st, they're coming out with the COLA increase on Social Security. But that aside, you know, we want to understand when do we take it to maximize the benefit. There's no perfect answer, but we should understand, you know, if you take it early, 62 versus 67, that's a 30% reduction for the rest of your life. So we do a lot with the claiming strategies on understanding Social Security. That's one thing we do if you come in. When we construct an income plan. The second piece of that is pensions, understanding your pension options. I always have my clients or anyone that comes in, I should say, if we're reviewing their plan, if you have a pension, get your pension options in writing. We go through them together. Now you're starting to stack this income. You're paying yourself first. Okay, I'm doing my Social Security claim insurance. I'm putting pensions on top of it. And then we can talk about annuities. We've talked about them before. And so those, again, are a guaranteed lifetime income stream. In fact, you can set them up for a joint lifetime income stream. Now, I'll say treasuries are technically guaranteed because it's the government, right? If you get a 10-year treasury, it's paying 4%. That's technically a guaranteed income stream. And your investments can be part of that, too. But they're not guaranteed. So we really want to understand, you know, how do we stack and create this income we can't outlive? Now, I mentioned the risks. So, again, they come in for the rest of your life. The reason we talk about creating income is it comes in the rest of your life. It comes in regardless of the market. It comes in regardless of savings. So I mentioned those risks, longevity risks. We're living longer than ever. Okay, I've reduced or minimized that. What about market risk? Doesn't matter what the market does. What happens if a spouse passes away? Well, the larger Social Security benefit stays, as well as the annuity income, those are not reduced. So now I'm providing some protection for my surviving spouse. But you see how we're starting to create an income plan?
Mm-hmm.
I had a client come in recently. They had, between the two of them, almost $70,000 in Social Security. There was a pension that was close to $20,000. They were at $90,000 and they wanted to look at an annuity. So we looked at that. And again, I'm an investment advisor rep, but I'm also insurance licensed. And so there was another $32,000 that we were able to put in with the annuity. You know, and so they had $122,000 of income coming in. They still had over $1 million of investments, $1.5 million in investments. That's without working or touching investments. You talk about replacing paychecks. So we met all their income needs without even having to touch investments. And that's what I mean by paying yourself first. It addresses that one area, Kevin, we talked about before, which is maybe the most, you know, it's disheartening, is, you know, the psychology of how people more or less are willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, you have a reluctance to draw down assets and you don't do the things you want to do. But if you have that paycheck coming in every month, that's why that's so important. So if you want to take a look at creating that income plan we just talked about, specific to you, Social Security claiming strategies, let's take a look at those. Your pensions, do annuities make sense? We can take a look at those, as well as your investment plan. That can be part of it. Just give us a call. We can schedule a time. We'll create a lifetime income quote for you, show you some different options, test your plan, and see if there's ways to replace your paycheck. I think we can do it. And if you want to take a look at these ideas, it doesn't hurt. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Let's take a look at ways to create income you can't outlive. And for those of you married, protect your spouse as well for the rest of their life.
Yeah, if you'd like to learn more about how you can pay your future selves first, put that in your plan now. Again, the number to reach Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group is 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. And Tom, obviously we talk a lot about annuities on this show and creating those income streams, but you also sort of referenced it there about the psychology of retirement. So if you can, for, you know, 30, 60 seconds, just a quick rundown of how you can help retirees find that happy medium between enjoying your money now with also making sure you don't outlive it much later in life.
Well, you know, it's back to what I said before, Kevin, knowing your numbers. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is when you start to go through these things, and I said, it's very simple. I'll get on the board and I'll start to show them where their income's coming from. And the example I just gave, once you start to create these pieces of income and they understand and they have an income plan, you know, it's just almost like you see a relief and they see where they're at. I had a client come in the other day who said, you know, Tom, I'm thinking I'm retiring. So we went through all his, it was a review meeting, but it just so happened this was where he's getting ready to retire. And I said, okay, let's put all these numbers up for you. We went through them and he said, wow. I guess it just kind of hit him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I didn't realize, you know, I can really retire. And I said, yes, you can. It was kind of a real good guy. And he and his wife, good people. And because we'd set this plan in place and we showed him how to create income, he did have a pension too, but we also supplemented it with, and we helped him with the Social Security. It was interesting too. He was taking his Social Security, which meant his wife's spousal benefit got to increase. Won't go there, but you know, I explained all that to him too. He forgot about that. And he's like, this is terrific. So that's how we do it. Again, you create that base and the foundation. Okay, now we can go down the line. What do we do to minimize taxes? What do we do to have a nice, solid investment plan for you? Then how do we protect it? And then how do we make sure everything goes to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner? And that's it. That's a complete plan.
If you'd like to learn more, you want to get on Tom's calendar, that number once again is 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online anytime. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.